This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 20. Wind, rock, and whispers. Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." Soon after Elijah's great success that we reflected on yesterday, Elijah escapes to the wilderness to avoid being hunted down by his enemies. He's exhausted and so discouraged that he wants to die. Then the Lord appears to Elijah. God gives some amazing demonstrations of his power over nature, a great and powerful wind, an earthquake, and a fire. It's like an echo of the showdown that brought dramatic fire from heaven. Wind, fire, and earthquakes were all recognized as signs of divine revelation in ancient times, so it makes sense that God chose to reveal himself in connection with those things. But God shows here that he's not in the wind, or the fire, or the earthquake itself. Instead, God speaks to Elijah in a gentle whisper. So Elijah experiences the presence of God by means of a gentle, whispering voice in the midst of silence. And Elijah covers his face, knowing he's in the presence of Almighty God. In this tender way, God shows just as powerfully that the Lord who speaks gently with a whisper is the same God who can tear mountains apart and break down evil. And when he asks, "What are you doing here?" he shows that he has plans to keep bringing his kingdom into this world, and he calls us to work on this with him. Pray with me. God of all creation, you keep working in our midst, and by your Spirit, you are powerfully present in our lives. Move us to hear your voice, your gentle whispering, and assure us of your purposes each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.